Okay, we'll start here on the right. Go ahead.
Ryan, leading into a bye week, obviously there's a lot of things that you'll have to get better on and want to emphasize. But I guess coming out of this game, what were your biggest takeaways, and particularly in the run game, what wasn't clicking there? And what kind of burst does Bo Jackson give you in that run game that might solve some of those issues?
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at the numbers here. Yeah, Bo averaged 12 yards a carry. James averaged 6 yards a carry. CJ averaged 4 yards a carry. And I get Jeremiah had 17 on that run. We had 225 yards rushing on 31 carries. I mean, you know, I don't know if that's so much the story as it is just not converting in the red zone. You know, when you have on 63 plays just under 600 yards, I think it's more about when we got down to the red zone, we weren't able to execute, and those runs were not efficient. So I'm going to obviously watch the film and figure out if it was, you know, scheme, if it was coaching, or if it was personnel. And we got to do a better job when we get down in the red zone. We got down there a couple times, had to settle for field goals, and went for it the first time, went to kick the field goal the second time, didn't want to get greedy, and then on the touchdown to CJ, we don't get in. We step out of bounds at that moment in that game. Again, can't let ego get in the way and just kick the field goal. And let's not get, you know, this game into a situation we put ourselves at risk, because I felt like we were moving the ball well. We just had to finish these drives off, which is frustrating. But these are the things that we have to learn. And we learned a lot of lessons tonight. As we continue to open up the offense, like in a two-minute drill, or, you know, when we're throwing the ball, you know, we have to learn when it's time to, you know, take a sack. You know, these are all the lessons that we're going to have to work through. And the only way to do that is to play through them. And there'll be some lessons learned tonight. But I was excited about the way that we didn't panic. And I think that's a sign of growth and maturity, because it's easy. And you can feel it in the stadium when things aren't going well, when, you know, we come out and we just kind of moving down the field, and it feels like, wow, this is going to be one of those games. And then you don't score. And then before you know it, you come out in halftime, you see the score, they score a touchdown. It's like, what is going on? And it's easy for everyone to tense up in that moment, but everybody kept playing. Brandon did a great job on the punt return to get us going. We threw the ball in the perimeter. I thought Jeremiah and Carnell, Brandon did a great job getting Carnell, and then we hit the big post and it kind of opened up from there. You know, when we're firing all cylinders, you can see how explosive we can be. But if we're not going to score touchdowns in a red zone, you know, we put ourselves at risk. So that was a really long answer to say there's a lot more to it than just the rushing attack, I think.
All righty. We'll go to the left, Rob Aller, and then we're going to come over to the right, Stephen Means.
Yeah, Ryan, when your defense has been as dominating as it is and has been, and they break a big one on you, is that almost shocking that when something like that happens? Because it's one little glitch, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, they have a very good scheme, and they do a nice job, and they really milk the clock and try to, you know, shorten the game, which is smart on their end. And they're a good team, and they're going to make some plays, but you know, other than a couple explosive plays, certainly the long pass, I thought our defense played strong tonight, did a nice job against, you know, a good offense. They do a great job. The quarterback's very good. But I thought we were physical, ran to the ball, played hard. Again, there's a lot of issues there that we got to get fixed. There's no question. And again, it's our job to identify them and get them fixed.
Over here to Stephen Means.
Ryan, you've often talked about sometimes you look for trends. Yep. When you're trying to figure out what's wrong or what's right with a team. Did you notice some of these red zone issues maybe in fall camp or the spring, or is this maybe something that's been more surprising to you over the last
No. I mean, you know, the throw to Carnell could have been a little bit stronger. I think Carnell, you know, wishes he had that one back. He could have taken it over his head. The fade throw to Jeremiah, I thought we could have been cleaner. We just step out of bounds on the one. We did have a penalty. And when you start to drive right around the 10-yard line, you can't mess around in that moment. Like when you're trying to get a touchdown from first and goal from the 10, you got to be on point in everything you're doing. And I just think it was a little bit of a lack of execution. But we have good ideas down there. We have the right packages going in. I think we can coach it better, and I think we can execute it better.
We'll stay over here to Bill Landis.
Ryan, we saw Lincoln come on for that one short yardage play.
Do you guys consider using that at all in the red zone? Has that been on your mind at all coming into the season?
Yes, yeah, and it will be. It'll continue to be, because the good news with Lincoln is Lincoln can throw it and he can run it. So I thought he did a nice job reading it. He found himself right behind that double team and the puller and hit it. So that was a good conversion for us. We do have more things for him, but the whole offense available when Lincoln's in there. So we'll keep looking at that and probably have some of that available. Not that, you know, it's not going to be a surprise, so it's not a secret. Have some of that available in the red zone if we're having a hard time. Something to go to as a weapon.
We're going to go here to Spencer and then to the other side to Bill Rabinowitz.
Ryan, you guys have been really good situationally throughout the last, I would say, 7 or 8 games, and then tonight was what it was with the 2-minute in the red zone. How much do you take that into consideration when what you're planning for the bye week going forward? And do you have to kind of alter the bye week now that you kind of saw what happened tonight?
Oh, yeah. We're going to try to identify those things. And, you know, you're right. And part of that is playing through it with you know, some inexperienced guys. But there's no question, you know, we turn the ball over in a 2-minute drill and we don't score in the red zone. So we better spend some time on that during the bye week, because you're right, situations are important. And in a game where, you know, they only have 55 plays and we only have 63, the percentages of situations become higher because you're not playing, you know, 70 and 80 plays. So, you know, we got to get better in those areas and we'll make sure we address them.
Over to the left here, Bill Rabinowitz.
What's your assessment of Julian's play tonight? Statistically, the numbers are really good, but there were a couple of ones he probably wants back.
Yeah, I thought he played well. A lot of good plays, but what you have to learn as a quarterback. You know, I say it's just like golf. Like, you can have a great day, but if you hit, you know, 2 in the water, your round's ruined. Well, it's the same way here. And you know, a tip ball and a 2-minute drill could cost you a game. And then, you know, we got a chance to put him away up 3 scores. You know, going to get our 4th score. And you know, in that moment, he knows he's got to take the sack, which is not something that he's had to do before. I think, you know, we had the play open. If you watch it on film, Max was open on the sideline. I think he saw that. We got some penetration. Our guard got knocked off, and so the end came right up the field in his face. And in that moment, you know, he knows he's got a third hand that, which is his chest. Go down, take the sack, take your medicine, and live to see another day. So, well, lesson learned, But that being said, and he threw some good balls. You know, I thought, again, he had good timing. I thought his deep balls were excellent tonight. The first one down the sideline of Jeremiah had a lot of air on it, which has allowed him to go make a play. And I thought both posts were well thrown. Yeah, had good rhythm. But, you know, those are all good. And we got to play through those things. So it's good in a situation like this, you know, and that's why we tried to, I called the timeouts to get a 2-minute out there, because you got to play through these things and you got to learn from them. So, you know, it was a spy that jumped in the window on him. You know, how do you get in front of that one? You know, I mean, when there's a spy right there looking at you and kind of mirroring you, you got to make sure you understand that, because the read was to throw the ball at the tight end, but there was a guy right there and he tipped the ball in the air and created a turnover. So these are all the things, the more you play, the more you're remembering as opposed to learning.
All righty. Before we come over here to Austin, we're going to send Sonny Styles and Jalen McClain to the back. And we'll come over here to Austin Ward. Austin, go ahead.
Ryan, you've said a couple times there are a lot of lessons learned tonight. I'm trying to figure out if you feel frustrated by what you saw tonight or disappointed, or like, you're hard to read right now because you still won comfortably, but I know you won't ever be truly satisfied. Like, how do you feel about that overall tonight?
Definitely frustrated in the first half with our inability to score touchdowns in a red zone, and then encouraged with the way we responded in the second half is probably the safest way. Somewhere in there, there's a lot of other things going on, but I think a lot of it, we got to get on the film and identify it. The game was moving quickly, and but I will say again that I felt like the sideline, the players, the look in their eye, there was never any panic, which is a good sign for a young team. So we got to make sure we're doing our part as coaches, putting them in the right situation.
All right, we'll do 3 more. We got Joey Kaufman and then Cameron T. Robinson.
Ryan, what do you like about the way Bo Jackson is running right now, and how do you kind of work him in with CJ and James?
Well, you know, the tight ends give us some versatility, as you could see tonight, just with some of the things we're doing. And then Bo Jackson, you know, has some big playability, and he can catch the ball well out of the backfield. So, you know, I thought, you know, James had some runs, you know, in the second half that were better for him. I thought CJ ran hard on a couple of good runs, especially the third and one with the big grouping in the game. there was a free guy in the hole, and that's short yardage running. You got to run and be your own blocker, and he did. He ran through contact, so there were some good things there. But Bo has some home run hitting ability, which, you know, is a weapon for us, and we'll figure out how that fits in moving forward. And the more he plays, the more he's going to learn. But you can see the vision, and you can see the explosiveness.
Two more, Cameron T. Robinson, and then Tim May.
Ryan, kind of off that, obviously, it seems like Bo has worked his way into that kind of rotation with those three. How different is the feel or the rhythm of a game with a two-back system as you guys had last year and you guys were working with beginning this year, as opposed to working in three guys who you want to kind of get snaps to and feel the game out with?
I think we're still figuring that out, that rhythm, to be quite honest. You saw some groupings in the game where we had multiple backs in the game at once, not a lot of them, but a couple. We have multiple tight ends in the game. You know, I think we're trying to figure out which grouping gives us, puts the most stress on the defense and puts our guys in the best situation to be successful. But I think the good news is, you know, when you go from three wide receivers in the game and one tight end to two tight ends, two receivers in the game to three tight ends, one receiver in the game to, you know, four tight ends, no receivers in the game, two backs, one tight end, two receiver. Like, there's a lot of different things, and now the defense has to have different packages and prepare for all of those things. So, you know, we're still trying to identify, because you have an idea what you're going to see in practice, but then it doesn't always carry over to the game, and then you see things in a game, and you start to see guys have success. And as coaches, we got to put them in those situations more and figure out how to build on those packages. So, a lot of work to do here in the bye week, because this run that we're about to go on is going to be a difficult run. You know, we have to go to Washington. Just talk to the team about this. You know, we got to come back, play Minnesota, then we got to go to Illinois and to Wisconsin, and that's going to be a difficult run. There's some good teams there, and so we got to make sure that we got our ducks in a row as we head into this run.
All right, we'll wrap it up with Tim May.
Yeah, Ryan, what does it say about this team too, though, that two of your real dudes, Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, on those post routes, really, I'm not saying bailed you out, but came up big when you really needed it the most. What did you say about it going forward?
Yeah, no, they're deep play threats. And then, again, when you can throw and catch them like that, it opens up so many other things. And, you know, they were playing pretty low, lower than probably we expected, lower than we usually see. And so there was, you know, big plays to be had out there. And, you know, I think they kind of challenged Julian to throw the ball. You know, young quarterback, let's see what happens, you know. And I thought it was a good plan. They did a nice job. And we didn't finish off the drives in the red area. And so they found themselves in the game in the second half. So, you know, credit to them. You know, they've played well so far this year, and they'll have a good season. But you can see when we get our, you know, those two guys in particular downfield, they're a major threat in any type of one-on-one situation.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much.
All right, guys.